Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Yeah, my name is Miriam McArdle.
Okay, may I have your zip code?
10452.
May I have your first and last name?
Miriam McArdle.
Okay, just hold one moment. And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can go ahead.
What is this about? What is this company?
Okay, so we are a third party call center that deals with
You deal with what, miss? I'm sorry.
We are a third-party call center that deals with a variety of online vendors.
You deal with what? With a lot of business?
We are a third-party call center.
So where am I calling at? This is in Atom Landing Garden?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
What is this company's name?
We are a third-party call center that deals with a variety of online vendors. I'll have to get your account pulled up first to see what's going on.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I understand now.
Okay, may I have that first and last name?
Miriam McArdle.
Okay, just hold one moment. You said Linda?
No, miss. I said Miriam. Miriam. M-I-R-I-A-M.
So that's M-I-R-I-A-M?
M-I-R-I-A-M.
Will you spell your last name?
Mercado, M-E-R-C-A-G-O.
That was M-E-R-C-A-G-O?
M-E-R-C-A-G-O. That's
I can barely hear you. Are you saying M-U-R?
Miss, I don't know what phone you from, but I'm saying M-E-R. C-A-G-O.
Okay, just hold one moment. Hey, I'm still not pulling up anything by that. Have you already placed an order, ma'am, or are you trying to place one?
Miss, listen to this. This company, I don't know what name, this is Land and Garden. They are taking money out of my bank account without my authorization. So how can my name not be appeared there when they taking out money from my account without my authorization?
Okay, just hold one moment. What's the charge amount? Why are you receiving a charge from us?
Excuse me?
Are you receiving the charge from us?
What do you mean? Hello?
I'm asking, are you receiving a charge from us, ma'am?
A charge for what? Yes, they're taking money from my bank account.
What's the charge amount?
I don't know what they're charging me. That's the problem. I don't know who this company is. They took out 56 something twice.
Okay, I'm just having a little trouble locating your account by your name. Is there any way it could be on a different name?
No, miss. My name is Miriam Mercado, M-I-R-I-A-M, M-E-R-C-A-G-O. That's my name, Miriam Mercado. And it must be there because they're taking money out of my account. Some company there at some land and garden.
Okay, can I try a phone number?
646-363-7949.
And just one moment. Okay, will you verify your shipping address? I did locate that account.
You want me to tell you my address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 111 East 172nd Street, Bronx, New York, 10452. Apartment
9M. Okay, just hold one moment. No, I'm still here just
okay.
I was letting you know that I was still here, just bear with me.
Hello?
I'm here, ma'am. Can you hear me? Just hold one moment.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay, so I do see here you have the KitchenAid with us.
Miss, but I never made a what is KitchenAid? What is that?
Okay, so it started back on April 28th, where you paid that $7.95. They shipped that out to you as a gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store.
What did they ship me? They didn't ship me nothing. That's the problem.
It's showing that you have that KitchenAid with us.
Yeah, but what is that KitchenAid? Yes,
okay,
I must have paid $7 and something, but I must have think I was paying for something else and made a mistake.
So basically, they ship this out.
They ship what out, miss? Let me know what they shipped out because I haven't received nothing. And I had a dispute with these with this company because they were, okay, I must have paid the seven and change. Okay, I must have made a mistake in my head. Now, I had a dispute with these people. They were taking money out of my bank account. I fought with them. I disputed with the bank. The bank got the money back. Now the bank took my money away because supposedly I have a contract with these people when I never had a contract with these. I don't know who am I dealing with. And I never receive anything.
Okay, so basically they shipped it out. Okay, well, do you think anyone in your household could have placed this order, ma'am?
I don't know. That's the thing. Everybody said, I don't know who placed the order, and then they taking it out of my account. They must have used my car.
Can we verify your email?
Wait, my alarm went off, girl. Okay. My email is MiriamMercado0822@yahoo.com.
Can we verify that phone number?
646-363-7949.
Okay, so the information that you're verifying to me is the same information that we received when the order was very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order, then I can go ahead and get
it. No, that's the thing. Nobody placed the order with. I don't even know who this company is, to be honest. They got me in the list like I'm a customer. I don't know who they. I never receive anything. If anybody pays something, but I never. I don't know who these people are. Now I'm getting. I'm the one that's been paying stuff that I don't know what the hell people I'm paying for. Never receive anything. Whoever ordered me.
Okay, so would you like for me to transfer you over to fraud, ma'am?
With the who, miss?
With the fraud department, do you see stating that you never placed this order?
Yes, please, because I never placed this order.
Okay, just hold one moment.
I don't even know who I'm dealing with.
Okay, just bear with me. And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
Okay.
And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over to that fraud department. Is there anything else that I may help you with?
What department you transferring me to?
To the fraud department.
And what is that department going to do for me?
Well, is you stating that you never placed this order at all and want to get you transferred over to fraud?
Okay, okay. Please transfer me and make sure they pick up the phone. Don't transfer me and then leave me on the line with nobody.
Well, the only thing that I am able to do is transfer you. Just stay on the line, sir. I'm sorry, just stay on the line, ma'am, and you will be contacted.
Okay. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Destiny.
Destiny.
Okay, so basically I'm looking at the account and it's showing that you have disputed the charge.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And the bank, I don't know what the hell the bank said that I have a contract with these people. So the bank took my money back. So they gave me this number because they want me to find out what is this company based on? Why are they doing this to me? And I never placed an order with these companies. So I'm losing money for something that I haven't received, that I never paid for, that, and I'm the one being blamed for it.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand.
Excuse me?
Yes, ma'am, I do understand, but once you dispute a charge with us, there's actually nothing that we're able to do to the account at all.
Okay. So that means, so how can you get me off that list? Because I don't want nothing to do with these people no more.
Well, your accounts have been canceled and you will not receive anything else from us.
No, we don't. What? Okay, let me ask you a question, and I don't mean to be nasty or not. What is it that the person paid for, and what was it that we were paid for, and what we were supposed to receive? Let me ask that question. What was I supposed to receive from that company?
Okay, so basically it started where you paid the $7.95. You received a KitchenAid with us. And by you not calling in, I'm sorry, you received the KitchenAid, and within the 48 hours, they billed you for the actual membership. Now, for that membership, they emailed you a gift card for $125. And basically, you were only able to use that gift card at the online factory direct savings store.
Miss, I never receive a gift card. I never receive anything. That's the thing. I didn't receive nothing. I didn't get nothing out of this. I'm the one that lost money. I'm the one that the bank took my money away. So what is it that I was supposed to receive? Because I didn't receive them. I didn't sign for no membership. For KitchenAid or anything.
Okay, I do understand. Now, the information, well, there is nothing they were able to do to your account at all due to you already disputing.
So that means I'm off that count, right?
Everything having canceled and you will not receive anything else from us.
Okay, but they're not going to charge me money for something I'm not, for a deal that I didn't even sign for. So that means I'm off the computer completely.
Okay, so basically, everything will be completely canceled now. I mean, you will not receive anything else from us.
Okay, so that account is closed, right?
That's correct.
So that means I can't dispute my case or nothing with them because, okay, I understand. So how can I, okay, let me ask you a question. How can I receive a letter from y'all stating that I never ordered any of this stuff?
Okay, well, your account has been canceled and you will not receive anything else from us. There's actually nothing they were able to do to the account at all, ma'am, besides leave it canceled due to you disputing the charge already.
Okay. So that means that I lost all this money for nothing. Just because somebody paid $7 in check. How much is it that they paid $7 in what?
It started when you paid the $7.95.
Okay, it started when I paid the $7 on April 28th. Supposedly, I paid for this. I never paid for this. So I don't know who in my house took my debit card and paid for this. Anyway, after that, what was I supposed to receive? Supposedly, you know? You say a debit card, a gift card. I never receive a gift card. I never receive any appliances in my house or nothing.
I do understand. You have to contact your bank because you have already disputed the charge.
Okay, miss. I'm going to hang up. Thank you for your services.
And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too, bye.